Welcome to the Consultants Council podcast, a place for consulting industry guidance and best practice advisory. Whether you're working to grow in your consulting career, you're managing and developing a consulting firm, you're working with consultants, or you're just interested in business and high-performance advice, we've got recommendations and education for you. I'm Kelsey Krevling, founder and CEO of Kelsey Consulting, a firm focused on building high-performing organizations, teams, and individuals through a variety of ventures, including the Consultants Council. I've spent my career at the intersection of technology and management consulting, working with organizations across the country to help solve their toughest challenges, while also supporting the growth and development of multiple consulting firms, helping them improve their long-term performance trajectory. In addition, I'm an entrepreneur across a few different industries, and I serve as a startup investor and advisor, promoting the ideas of other entrepreneurs as they work to gain traction in their industries. With so many people gearing up to launch their own businesses and establish their own consulting practices, I want to make available the advice and lessons I've learned along the way. This podcast is made possible by Kelsey Consulting. For more information, check out our site at theconsultantscouncil.com and kelsey.consulting. That's KELSC.consulting. And now, stay tuned for this episode's counseling, because the consulting world is full of nuances. And the answer is always, it depends. What's possible? Do more. Hey, y'all. I'm Kelsey Krevling with the Consultants Council podcast, and I am delighted for today's episode. We are headed into summer, and with it, we're going to speak about motivation. So oftentimes people look at summer as a time off. You know, when you're in school, summer is oftentimes a period of pause. However, what if we looked at summer a little bit differently and explored how we can use it to our benefit? How can we maintain our motivation in a time frame where we make the most of this resource? We make the most of the lighter energy and the longer days. I'm not advocating for just continuing to grind without a pause, without a break. I don't think that that's healthy or sustainable. But what if we looked at things just a little bit differently and explored how we can have fun while also learning and growing? So I may be unique in this. I personally find that I do my best work and my best learning in times when other people are off duty or on vacation. So I actually really like working on weekends. I enjoy getting deep work done. I feel like it's a time when I can actively concentrate and can focus. When other people are out kind of having fun and enjoying, I feel like I'm able to actually tune everything out and hone in on what's most important to me, what I want to be accomplishing and creating. The same goes for nighttime. I do some of my best work after hours when other people are typically taking their evenings off. That's when I find I can do really great deep work. And maybe it's because I find that during the day I'm better suited towards other activities. Maybe that's when I'm best at going to the gym, running errands, when things are not as crazy. I can allocate my schedule that way. I'm not sure, but I've actually always been this way. I've always really enjoyed being productive on the weekends and nighttime, but using the daytime a little bit differently. Probably also because I love naps. I adore napping. I've always enjoyed taking siestas. I think some other cultures really have it right when they take a pause in that middle of the afternoon doldrum time frame. There's actually a new study that came out recently that said that taking a nap of 30 minutes to 45 minutes at least three times a week drastically reduces chances of, I believe it was Alzheimer's and dementia. And heart disease, maybe it was heart disease. Anyways, I don't need a study to tell me that naps are beneficial. I've been on the cutting edge of that wellness trend my entire life. So anyways, I digress. But what I realized just the other day when I was looking at summertime and how to really plan how I want to use this time frame effectively. I always kind of like to check in at the start of each season with how to allocate my time and if there's anything new I want to be taking on. And I realized summer's really when I enjoy learning, when I enjoy challenging myself, when I enjoy taking on new efforts. And maybe it's because the weather is nicer, maybe it's because the days are longer, maybe it's because other people are on break and on vacation. I feel like everything's a little bit lighter and just easier to navigate. But ultimately, what I realized across all of my patterns of when I like to work and when I don't, is that I like working when I don't have to, when I get to, when it's fun. And that realization really changed kind of how I approach what does it mean for work to be fun? I mean, I've looked at that in other ways, but how can I use some of these atypical time structures to my benefit? But also, can I parlay them to other aspects of the work that I do so that they also are enjoyable and motivating and fun? A good friend of mine recently wrote in her newsletter some mindset shifts to help people transition from the premise of I have to do this to I get to do this, where making things fun, even things that we don't want to necessarily have to do. And I really think that that really is kind of at the root of why I like working during summertime, when I get motivated to take on new challenges in this time frame of the year, when I like taking on projects and efforts and doing deep work in the evening time, when I enjoy settling in on a Saturday and creating content or writing articles or doing a deep dive into different business efforts and ventures. It's when I feel most productive. It's also when no one else is bothering me. It's when I'm uninterrupted, when I don't feel like the world is so hustle, bustle, go, 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 and when I can just settle in and think and focus. So, where else does that apply? When we have that mindset shift of, I have to do this, to I get to do this. How does that modify our motivations? How does that adjust them and change our outcomes? When we have to do things, they don't feel fun. They feel like a chore. They feel like a must. They feel like punishment a lot of the time. Whereas when it's our own free choice, when we get to do it, it becomes delightful. It can become enriching and rewarding and enjoyable. A good example of this really kind of came to light for me recently when I realized, you know, I've run marathons. It's a hard endeavor to encounter. I've done two in my life. And what were my motivations for doing them? And what were the outcomes? It's a perfect example of I have to do this versus I get to do this. The first marathon I ran, I was 18, and I got talked into it about 2 weeks before the actual event. It was the Houston Marathon, and the person I was dating at the time convinced me to run it, but the person they were dating before me had run it with them the year prior. And that was my motivation. The fact that I didn't want to not be able to do it when somebody else had been able to. It's terrible motivation, I know, but it's what got me to the start line and eventually ultimately finished. The fact that, okay, I have to do this. I don't really want to do this. The idea of this is terrible. I have certainly not trained efficiently or effectively in the 2 weeks leading up to this event, but I have to do it. To the point where I was even contemplating leading to the race day of, okay, how do I get out of this? Oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. This is terrible. I can't just sprain an ankle. If I sprain my ankle, that's going to seem really just like a lame excuse to get out of this endeavor. I'm gonna need to break a leg, but it can't just be any type of break. I'm gonna need like a compound fracture. This was my train of thought going into running a marathon, my first one. And I don't advocate for that approach. It's not a healthy one, but it was my mentality of, okay, how do I get through this? How do I get out of this? What are my alternatives? And ultimately it came down to, I've committed to this. I'm gonna have to take this on. I'm going to have to go for it and run this. I have to. And as a result, it was a grueling, horrible experience. Thankfully, I was 18 and in good physical shape from other sports and efforts, cheerleading, swimming, etc., that parlayed into being able to finish and finish within the allotted legal time. But I was in so much pain. I really didn't walk well for the next month. My knees were quite destroyed. It was not a healthy experience and ultimately not a fun one. And it certainly, it was an accomplishment, but at what cost? What did I really gain from the experience other than knowing that I'm able to take on a lot of physical pain and torment and suffer through it needlessly, etc. And so that was my experience of, I have to do this. Fast forward 2 years, and I was actually to a point in my life where I was in college and I was running regularly. I was regularly running 6 to 8 miles. And I was feeling really good about that. And I said, you know what? I'd really like to do a marathon again, but this time be a lot more ready for it. I want to. Let's see what I'm capable of doing. Let's see what's possible here. And when I took that approach, it completely shifted. I was able to train semi-regularly. I was still in school, so I would not say my training was much, but I had a totally different mindset. I had the mindset of, I get to do this. I'm excited for the potential outcomes here. And I can't wait to take this on. The other benefit was I'd gone through it before. I already knew I could do the distance. I already knew what it was going to look like. I already knew likely the worst of it because I was doing the same marathon, same type of course, same route. Both the mindset shift of I have to I get to, and the awareness of I've done this before, I can do it again, fundamentally modified what the outcomes were. Now, did I drastically reduce my time? No, I actually only improved my time by about 10 minutes. Still a above 5 hour marathon. Not a great fast pace, right? But I did it without injury. I did it without much pain. I didn't hit the wall at 18 like I had previously. I had fun. I actually enjoyed the city and running through the streets of Houston. I remember parts of it so much more vividly instead of just suffering and shuffling along. I enjoyed it. I had fun. Modifying our motivation from I have to do something into I get to do this. What a gift that is. What a privilege. Can drastically transform our day-to-day and the delight we get to experience as we go about the things that previously may have seemed like chores. Try that out. See if it makes a difference. I have to go to the gym. I do this afternoon. I have a swim. But instead of I have to, I get to. I'm excited. I get to go be outside on a lovely day, seeing what my body can do, enjoying the meditative capacity of what swimming offers versus, ugh, I have to go get in the water. I have to go get wet. I don't really want to. It's gonna be hard work. I worked out yesterday. Do I have to today? Ugh, I have to. Have to puts us into a negative frame of mind. It kills motivation, stops it completely in its tracks. Sure, it's gotten people through a lot, knowing what they have to do, knowing what they're obligated towards, knowing what's required of them. We all know that. It's going on a track in the back of our mind. But when instead we realize that those things that we have to do are for us, they're benefiting us, we're excited for the potential future outcomes that those efforts are going to wield, it becomes easier to then think, oh gosh, that's for me. I'm excited for the potential outcomes. I'm excited to swim faster. I'm excited to be in better shape. I'm excited for my businesses to do well. It might mean working right now, but I'm excited for that future outcome. I'm excited for my career to take off. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for that, right? I'm excited to have a well-trained dog. Okay, well, that may mean I need to train them right now. Or whatever it is you're working towards. I want to play the piano really well. Ugh, I have to practice my piano. I get to practice my piano. Whatever it might be that you're working towards, you set those goals for a reason. You want that future state. That future state is your motivation. But can you make the process more fun? Can you enjoy what it is that you're going through? Because that end result will be fleeting. This is your life. Motivation is not always there. Hard work is hard. But when we can hold on to that mindset of, it's for me, it's a privilege, and I get to do it, not I'm obligated and I have to do it, try it out. See how it changes your perspective. So with that, as we head into our summer months, the days are longer. Maybe your workload is slightly less. Maybe there's things you're working towards in addition to just a workload. Maybe there's specific goals, things you want to learn, do, try on. Maybe it's I want a couple nights a week of I'm taking time off. I'm going to be really true to myself on that front. Or I'm taking on a new workout goal, or I'm learning a new language, or I'm researching a new hobby or interest, whatever it is. What are you excited to try out this summer? Whatever it is, I hope you will also transition your mindset from I have to do this to I get to do this. And watch how that transforms your motivation. So with that, because we've got a lot on the plate that I'm taking on for sure this summer, we'll leave you to it. Happy summer. We'll see you this fall. Cheers. And that's a wrap on this episode of the Consultants Council. Thank you so much for your interest and engagement. Let us know what you'd like to learn more about by writing into info@theconsultantscouncil.com. Thanks to Kelsey Consulting for sponsoring this podcast. And with that, cheers and all my best. Have a great week. And remember, what's possible? Do more.